Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside. Holiday Special Number 8, New Year Music Special Number 2.
Hello and welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Ruth.
And I'm Gary. Thank you for downloading the second of our Christmas and New Year music specials. We've got a superb show for you today. I'm really excited.
I can tell you've been hopping up and down all day. So what have we got on this show?
Well, it's party time for everyone at the beginning of 2009. We've got some great music for you, as well as another poem from the Book of Taliesin. This is also the first time that we're able to give our listeners a free gift as well. We'll talk more about that in the news and views section.
Okay, that sounds good. And just to let you know that you can chat to us by email at ruthorgary@celticmythpodshow.com. Come on then, spill the beans, let's have that news and views.
We can announce in this show that one of the tracks you'll be hearing later will be available as a free download from our site.
Really? That's incredible. Which one?
Ah, well, keep your ears open for the uplifting Ancient Hero by Orient Express in the second half of this show.
Oh, that's brilliant. So after the show, go and grab yourself this great track. The address will be in the show notes at CelticMythPodShow.com/show notes. In other news, we've heard that the famous and extremely well-produced pagan podcast, Dio's Shadow, has passed away.
Oh, that's sad. I love that show.
Yes, it is. I think Dio and Mandy have got lots of things going on in their lives and probably other plans as well. So we wish them every luck in the future and thank you for all the work they've done in the past shows, which I think are still available if you want to catch up with them.
And lastly, do you remember the last music show, the track called This Song by Thinker?
Yes.
Well, one of our listeners thought I didn't think much of the song. So I just wanted to make it clear that I actually thought the song was really great. I was laughing at you getting your words all jumbled.
Oh, I see. Well, that's quite common, isn't it?
Your jumbles or words or whatever.
I like that song as well. So don't worry, guys. We absolutely love your music. So what's our first song today?
Well, the wonderful thing about Celtic tradition is that it's both an ancient tradition and also a living tradition. A living thing with its roots in the distant past. That's almost a theme for this show. You'll see it a lot. Here we've got a track that shows us the ancient and the modern in one masterful mix. Have a listen to Mr. Monaghan's Magical Fairy Dust by Fairies Wear Boots. Thank you.
Wow, that one gets your toes tapping, doesn't it?
It does.
We'd like to say thank you to Chrissy, Polly and the others for allowing us to bring you that great tune. More fairy music now from the great duo Erin and Bryony that make up Tinker's Cuss, with a track called Long Lankin.
Said the Lord to his lady as he did walk out, be aware of that lankin he's walking about. Said the Lord to his lady as he called for his horse, be aware of that lankin that lives in the moss. Said the Lord to his lady as he rode away, be aware of that lankin that hides in the hay. Oh, they've locked every window and they've tied every pin, but for one little window where the lankin crept in. Oh, and where's the lord of the house, cried the lankin. Ah, he's away to London, said the false nurse within. And where's the little son of the house, cried the lankin. He's asleep in his cradle, said the false nurse to him. Then we'll prick him all over, we'll prick him with a pin, and see if that'll bring his dear lady down to him. So they've pricked him all over, they've pricked him with a pin, and the nurse held the basin for the blood to run in. Oh, nurse, how you slumber, oh, nurse, how you snore, to leave my son Johnson to cry and to roar. Well, I've tried him with an apple, and I've tried him with a pear. Come down, my pretty lady, and rock him in your chair. How can I come down in the dead of the night, with no fire burning and no candle light? Well, you've three silver mantles as bright as the sun. Come down, my dear lady, all by the light of one. And the lady came down and she thought it no harm. Oh, and there stood the lankin and caught her by the arm. There's blood in the kitchen, there's blood in the hall, and there's blood on the stairs where the lady did fall. Pretty Betsy was hiding in the tower on high, and she saw her father come riding by. And it's father, oh father, don't lay the blame on me, was the false nurse and the lankin that murdered your lady. And the false nurse was hanged on the gallows on high, and the lankin was burned in the furnace nearby.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's gorgeous. They have such a powerful sound. It makes me shiver. Let's follow that with a perfect song from Triflemore.
Okay, have a listen to Perfect by Triflemore.
Ooh,
coming in like it had many times before. Color she chose all turned gray, but she still paints her pictures anyway. Many tears will fall from her face, many fears still live in this place. Find a path to tread.
Beautiful song from the Scottish folk band Triflemore, all the way from Edinburgh. Owen's beautiful guitar work combined with Susan's vocals gives us a unique sound.
Yes, it does. And they have a new album available from the 20th of January.
Do they?
Yes, they do. And it's called Words from Notes.
Excellent.
And now let's listen to the perfection that is Anne Roos. We've heard from this wonderful harpist before on our show. She allowed us to include her harping in our stories. And now we'd like to feature her work and allow you to just concentrate on her beautiful music.
That's right. This track is called Mary's Wedding, or possibly Moiry's Wedding, I'm not sure.
Or Mari? Maybe Mari?
Maybe, yeah. But I'm guessing Mary's Wedding. And comes from her lovely album, Haste to the Wedding.
Thank you.
That was Mary's Wedding by the incomparable Anne Roos. Check her out in the show notes and you'll find a link to some amazing YouTube videos of Anne playing her harp in a lift and unbelievably playing Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Really, Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, you've just got to watch it and see the incredible amount of lever action she uses to get the tune right. Well done, Anne. I was suitably impressed. It's great stuff.
Super. We'll have a short intermission now and bring you another poem. This one again is from the Book of Taliesin, which is one of the four ancient books of Wales. It's one of the earliest references to King Arthur and is the death song of Uther Pendragon.
The Death Song of Uther Pendragon. Book of Taliesin, 48. Am I not with hosts making a din? I would not cease between two hosts without gore. Am I not he that is called Gorlassa? My belt was a rainbow to my foe. Am I not a prince in darkness to him that takes my appearance with my two chief baskets? Am I not like Cawil ploughing? I would not cease without gore between two hosts. Is it not I that will defend my sanctuary, with separating with the friends of wrath? Have I not been accustomed to blood about the wrathful, a sword stroke daring against the sons of Caernuor? Have I not shared my cause, a knight's portion in the prowess of Arthur? Is it not I that have destroyed 100 cares? Is it not I that slew 100 governors? Is it not I that have given 100 veils? Is it not I that cut off 100 heads? Is it not I that gave to Henpen the tremendous sword of the enchanter? Is it not I that performed the rites of purification when Heyarndor went to the top of the mountain? I was bereaved to my sorrow. My confidence was commensurate. There was not a world were it not for my progeny. I am a bard to be praised. The unskillful, may he be possessed by the ravens and eagle and bird of wrath. Vugthu came to him with his equal, when the bands of four men feed between two plains. Abiding in heaven was he, my desire, against the eagle, against the fear of the unskillful. I am a bard, and I am a harper. I am a piper, and I am a crowder of 70 musicians, the very great enchanter. There was of the enameled honour the privilege, who of the expanded wings? Thy son, thy barded proclamation, thy steward of a gifted father, my tongue to recite my death song. If of stonework the opposing wall of the world. May the countenance of Brédain be bright for my guidance, Sovereign of Heaven. Let my messages not be rejected.
That is such a powerful lay. A totally new view of Uther. Here he comes across as a Celtic bardic king, and not the medieval monarch that Anthony Head plays in the television series Merlin.
That's true. Although I like that series, it's a bit fun, but doesn't have too much to do with Arthurian myth.
Never mind, it's fun, and you never know, it might get the kids reading more of the original Arthurian tales. So, what have we got next?
Well, now we are proud to present the rocking sounds of Orient Express with their track Ancient Hero, which is available as a free download from our website.
And this is your yet another song where the ancient meets the modern, isn't it?
It is. It is. Very modern. I like the idea of the ancient hero. When I was a kid, I used to read the Michael Moorcock books about the Eternal Champion.
Sure.
And I don't know whether you've ever read them, but they're about an eternal champion who fights throughout time. He keeps getting reincarnated into different bodies. It was Elric and Coram and all these.
Kind of like the superheroes.
Yeah, and it was the fantasy genre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it was one champion that fought throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of this song reminds me of that ancient hero.
Sure.
Pin back your ears and take a step back away from your speakers as we blast into the second half with Ancient Hero by Orient Express.
Brilliant. Rob and Orient Express are hoping to come over to London to play at the London Fashion Show. So if you get a chance, pop along and see them and say hello from us. Rob is a great fan of the show.
Thanks, Rob and the rest of the guys, and wishing you all the best in 2009.
Absolutely. Now, continuing with the theme of the wonderful mixture of ancient and modern, have a listen to Scarborough Fair by Tiffany Apen.
Wow, that was really different. I didn't know if I liked it when I first heard it, but it's actually amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's really good, and I really like it. We'd better keep our ears open for more from Tiffany. She's just going to get better and better, I think.
Yeah. Now, here's another example of what we might call a musical makeover. It's Scully with vocals by Katie Murphy and the Steel I Span classic All Around My Hat from his album Irish Makeover.
Why?
bought me a fine diamond ring. He thought to deprive me of a far finer thing. But I, being careful as true lovers should be, he's a false, deluded young man. Let him go, farewell he. I will wear the green willow all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love who's far, far away.
Great, wasn't it?
That's wonderful. We'll be hearing more from this talented Irishman later in the year. Check out Scully and his great new album Irish Makeover in our show notes at CelticMythPodShow.com/show notes.
Now let's listen to some more powerful vocals of Danny Quinn. We heard him in the last show with a powerful version of Danny Boy, and here he is again with the driving folk song The Minstrel Boy.
Minstrel boy, to the war has gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His father's sword he is girded on, and his proud heart slung behind him. The land of song to the warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee. One sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chains could not bring his proud soul under. For the harp beloved there spoke again, for he tore its cords asunder. And he said, no chains shall sully thee, thy soul of love and bravery. Songs for men, for the pure and free, they will never sound in slavery. Minstrel boy, to the war has gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His father's sword he is girded on, and his proud heart slung behind him. Land of song, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee.
Isn't he good? Thank you, Danny, for allowing us to play this track.
Where does he get his energy from? That's a great song, Danny. I wonder what the history behind the song is.
I don't know, but it'd be fascinating to find out. Now for our final song, let's have another great Irish party song. This one is from Claymore and it's called Buy Me a Beer.
Another early morning and I wake up on my own. I reach for me one more and you can meet my mother. But buy me a whiskey and I'll be in love with you. But if you buy me a beer, you can join me at my table. Buy me another and I'll have an answer too. Buy me one more and you can meet my mother. But buy me a whiskey.
Super. It's funny.
It's great, isn't it?
It is.
Claymore are a band from Canada who specialise in what they call world Celtic music. They have a great sound. Do check them out.
Good idea. Let's have some listener feedback.
We've had a lovely email from Ariel. Ariel is a very famous podcaster who bought us the Druidic Craft of the Wise podcast and some others. We'll play a promo a bit later on, and he says...
Love your show. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Ariel. We're really pleased that you're enjoying the show.
This is what the world needs. We recommend your show to all our students and friends.
Wow, that's so kind of you. Thank you. We only hope that we can support you and all the others that do such hard work by providing a Celtic mythology resource for you.
Love and blessings.
And to you, Ariel.
Yes, thank you, Ariel. It's very much appreciated.
And good luck with your new project, A Witch's Primer, which we'll be playing a promo for later in the series.
So, should we listen to the promo for Ariel's Druidic Craft of the Wise?
Yes, certainly. The podcast is fascinating with discussions on magic, witchcraft, and the Druidic principles and spiritual development. So here we go with Ariel's Druidic Craft of the Wise.
Hi, this is Ariel. This podcast is based on the teachings of the Druidic Craft of the Wise. If you'd like to find out more about the DCW, visit our website at www.thedcw.org. That's thedcw.org. I sure hope that you check back often. Feel free to email us, and I hope you enjoy the recording. Blessed be.
We'd also like to send a shout out to Ancestral Celt, who's left us a wonderful review on iTunes.
Yes, thank you, Ancestral Celt. That's really good of you. And thank you for being such a devoted member of our forums as well.
Actually, AC's been there since almost the beginning, hasn't she?
She has. And she's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, come along and have a chat to her because she's very insightful.
She certainly is. Although I did read on her blog recently that she won't be spending so much time online and she's going to devote herself to her studies this year. So you might have trouble catching her, but I'm sure if you leave her a message on our forums, she'll definitely get back to you.
Thank you again, and good luck with your studies.
Well, that wraps it up for our New Year music special. And so until we meet again in our Imolc holiday special...
Song of Oil!
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com. We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us a quick email or voice feedback by emailing either Gary, that's G-A-R-Y, or Ruth, R-U-T-H, at CelticMythPodShow.com. You can chat to us in the forums on our website. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You heard Hag Hole at the beginning and are listening to The Skylark now. You can find out more about this foot-stomping band at www.sfhounds.com. And thanks again to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used for some of the incidental music in this podcast. You'll find links to their websites in our show notes.